From Spark and Anvil and Beatforge, this is Snap, in Chapter 1 of the Beatforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Snap was a flurry of motion, a quick-ren tween in a studio tunic that looked like a chunky cartoon explosion of color. She zipped around the room, her small, quick movements punctuated by sharp, precise taps of her foot. Her skin, the color of warm cream, seemed dusted with soft cinnamon feathers, especially around her bright, observant eyes. Right now, those eyes were fixed on the group of students who were trying, and failing, to clap a tricky rhythm. "All right, everyone," Snap chirped, her voice as crisp and clear as a newly struck bell. "Let's try the syncopated shuffle one more time." A collective sigh rippled through the 12 students. Throb, the class's resident timekeeper, pulsed a steady thump, 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 thump from the corner of the room. It was a solid, unwavering beat, the kind that should make rhythm easy. Yet the students' claps sounded like rain on a tin roof, scattered, hesitant, and never quite landing together. Snap held up a small laminated card. On it, a single round beat was drawn, then clearly split into two smaller equal parts. "A beat isn't just one big chunk," she explained, her fingers tracing the lines. "It's like a whole apple. You can slice it." She tapped her foot twice for every single thump from Throb. Tap, 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 tap. "These are called subdivisions. They're the smaller, equal parts we find inside each beat." She pointed to the card. "When we split a beat into two equal parts, we call them eighth notes. You count them like this. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. Snap clapped her hands on each count and each and, making a clean, even rhythm. Clap, 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 clap. "Try it with me." The students, a little more confident now, joined in. Their claps were still a bit wobbly, but the pattern was starting to emerge. Mia, a girl with bright green glasses, frowned. "So the and is just as important as the number?"
"Exactly," Snap's eyes sparkled. "It's an equal partner, and feeling those equal parts is key to understanding the rhythm." She picked up a small handheld device, her division tracker. It looked like a miniature metronome, but instead of just clicking the beat, it could click the subdivisions too. Snap set it to eighth notes. The tracker clicked. Click, 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 click. Perfectly in time with Throb's deeper thumps. "Now, what if we wanted even smaller pieces?" Snap asked, pulling out another card. This one showed the single beat split into four tiny segments. "Like cutting that apple into four slices instead of two. These are 16th notes." She demonstrated, her foot tapping four times for each thump. Tap, 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 tap. "We count these 1E and a, 2E and a, 3E and a, 4E and a. The room filled with a rapid-fire sequence of claps as Snap led them. It was much faster, a quick patter that made the syncopated shuffle seem even more intimidating. Leo, a boy who usually caught on quickly, shook his head. "That's a lot of little pieces." "It is," Snap agreed, her voice gentle. "But each piece helps us build the whole picture. Think of it like building with tiny Lego bricks instead of big blocks. You can make more detailed shapes." She then introduced a third type of subdivision, holding up a card with three equal parts inside each beat. "Sometimes we split the beat into three equal parts. These are called triplets." Snap demonstrated, her foot tapping triplet, 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 triplet. Counting them out loud helps us feel that specific rhythm, that triple feel, which is different from the duple feel of eighths and sixteenths. The students tried the triplets. It felt different, a little bouncy, less rigid than the duple patterns. "It's like a different kind of bounce," Mia observed, her green glasses slipping down her nose. "Precisely," Snap beamed. different subdivision patterns create different rhythmic feels. Some music feels straight, like a marching band. Others feel swung, like jazz, because of how those subdivisions are used. Snap then returned to the syncopated shuffle. The problem with this rhythm, she explained, is that some of the claps land between the main beats. If you only think about the big thumps, you'll get lost. But if you think about the smaller parts inside each beat, the eighth notes, the 16th notes, suddenly you know exactly where to put your hands. She set her division tracker to 16th notes, a constant buzzing stream of clicky-enda, clicky-enda. Now, listen to the shuffle again, but this time, hear how it fits into these tiny clicks. She clapped the rhythm slowly, deliberately, her hands landing perfectly on some clicks, skipping others. Each clap was precise, informed by the invisible grid of 16th notes. Slowly, hesitantly, the students began to clap along. They weren't just guessing anymore. They were listening for the specific E, and, or where their hands needed to land. The room filled with a new sound, not perfect yet, but much more organized. The scattered rain was becoming a steady drizzle. Snap walked among them, her small, quick figure a beacon of focused energy. "That's it," she encouraged. "Keep counting those subdivisions in your head, or out loud if you need to. 1 E and a, 2 E and a. It's like having a map for every single moment in the music." The students practiced, their faces scrunched in concentration. Some still struggled, but others, like Leo, began to find their groove. He started to sway, his claps falling into place with a new confidence. The shuffle, once a jumbled mess, was beginning to make sense. It was all about splitting the beat, finding the smaller pulses, and knowing exactly where each tiny piece belonged. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to SNAP. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.